Springfield's Pure Classic Rock, 104.7 The Cave. Mike, the intern in the studio with some lovely people, part of the 417 Burger and Beer Wars coming up this summer, our first annual in Springfield we've ever had. I've got Michelle here next to me. I've got Yana, and I've got Tim on the phone. Guys, how are you this morning?
Fabulous.
Doing well.
Awesome. So tell me about this great event and why we should be excited about it.
Well, it is the first time ever that we've had this event in Springfield. We're very excited. It's a great fundraiser. And the name of the event is 417 Beer and Burger Wars, Burger and Beer Wars. And you can look it up on our website at 417bbw.com. And this is the first time ever being in the food competition world that I have brought the World Food Championship event to Springfield.
That's awesome.
So
that's huge.
Yeah, that qualifies us. And I know that Tim can talk a little bit more about that. But I mean, Yana, my partner here, we are just so excited. We've got the craft beer industry right here in Springfield. They're going to be battling it out. And we've got some home brewers coming. I found some certified beer judges that are coming to judge that. That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be really cool. And there is some tough competition in this area. We've got a lot of breweries. So are you guys, as far as like the burgers and beers, different categories in each, like certain types of burgers, certain types of beers, and you're competing on that stuff?
The burgers is all one category, but the beer, Deanna can tell you a little bit more about.
Yeah, we have several different categories, 10 different categories of beer.
Okay.
So please don't make me memorize
them. I'm not going to try it. I could barely remember my name most mornings, but so the public can actually come out and sample the stuff and check it out as well, too, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
And being a fundraiser, what does this benefit?
We are benefiting Mr. Nick's Playground, which is a all-inclusive playground for kids with special abilities, and it's going to be at the McBride Elementary. And what a wonderful place, because it's an open park to any family to come in. You don't have to be, you know, a student there. Your kid does not have to be going there. You don't have to be a part of that school. So it's an open playground with no fences, so kids can come in and enjoy that. And we're very excited about that entire fundraiser.
That's a really cool thing you guys are doing. Now, Tim, these guys competing, part of the World Foods, you got to explain to me, what are these guys competing for?
They're competing for a golden ticket to the World Food Championships Finals. It's an amazing experience. Over 1,500 chef competitions going over the course of a week, 10 categories of competition. And the nicest thing about this, the thing I love most about World Food Championships, is that there are people from all over the country, all over the world, and they're all meeting in one place. The camaraderie is incredible. This isn't kind of cutthroat island stuff. These are people who support each other, who wish the best for each other, definitely have to perform their best in the 60 minutes when they compete. But what's going on in Springfield is an opportunity for all of the people who specialize in the universe of burgers to strut their stuff. They're going to have 1 hour, 60 minutes to make their best burger. They're going to drop it off in front of judges. We're going to go through a judging criteria known as the EAT process. We actually have a bunch of judges for execution, appearance, and taste. We have a bunch of judges from the Springfield area that just got certified last year. We hope to see a bunch of them out there. It is going to be an amazing experience. Whoever walks away with the best score, as certified by the judges, is going to get a golden ticket to go to Dallas this fall for the finals. It's going to be an incredible experience, and the World Food Championships, especially in the state of Missouri with the Show Me Series, has just been getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And it takes quality people who are passionate about cooking, whether they're pros or home chefs, to come on in and show off their skills. It's an amazing experience. And by the way, you might gain a few pounds.
I'm getting that feeling. Well, especially since burger and beers are two of my favorite things. So that's an awesome thing, and I can't wait to eat all of it. So, ladies, if people want to find out more, they want to get involved, maybe compete, or just buy tickets and help give back for the charity you guys are partnering up with, how would they do that?
Okay, well, you can always visit our website. That's 417bbw.com, or you can email me at admin@wedames.com. That's admin@wedames, wedames.com.
So if you think you know what you have, what it takes to make the best burger, I'm sure you probably told your friends you can. Put your money where your mouth is and go help out this great organization for the 417 Burger and Beer Wars, guys.
And the date on this is July 12th and 13th, and July 12th is the VIP dinner on Friday night, and this is all taking place at Moontown Crossing out at the corner of I-44 in Glenstone. It's the brand new event center with the O'Reilly, and it is called the Barley House. It's a
really cool place.
Yes, yep. It sits in between the Holiday Inn and the Macadoodle. So what's going to be fun is we're going to have all these different craft beer places, home brewers, we're going to have burgers, and hey, if you like the new craft beer you're testing right here in Springfield, you can walk right across, maybe 20 feet and buy a six pack of that same beer right here in Springfield. How cool
very
is that?
Convenient.
And we're going to have beer games. We're going to have just all kinds of fun. The tickets for Friday night VIP is they're $150. That's going to include a nice, beautiful dinner. We have a very famous chef coming in. Craig Baker is coming in to entertain us. Got great entertainment that night, as well as a big auction. And then on Saturday, it's open to the public. Tickets are $25. You're going to taste beer. You're going to taste burgers, all kinds of food, and it's going to be a ton of fun. So come on out and join us for a great cause.
It's my cheat day, so I look forward to spending it with you guys. Thank you for coming into the studio this morning. As always, you can find out more about this on our website at 1047thecave.com.